This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Final segment of Drew Hernandez here on the Alex Jones Show, ahead of Jason Burmes taking over. Then in 1 hour, Owen Schroyer, don't forget. Next Tuesday, live coverage right through to 2 a.m. or beyond for this critical midterm election that's taking place right now. So, Drew Hernandez, you've made a lot of great points today. I wanted to give you a chance to close out in the last 5 minutes. Any other key pieces of intel?
I just think America needs to understand we are in a very, very dark hour in American history where our freedoms are being attacked. With speech, with the elections, the Second Amendment, our children and their innocence. We're murdering babies, millions of people in this country. They not only advocate for it, they celebrate it, they praise it, they worship Moloch, they worship Baphomet. That is literally what the trans movement is that is going after children right now. Satan is working overtime. And people need to understand that this is not just political issues. Especially even the church and pastors, if you're around people right now that are just kind of like wanting to sit on the sidelines and say, oh, you know, I just think I don't want to get political. I don't want to get involved with that. Well, these people expect you to be like that because they know that that's where they need you to be. So you're ineffective and you're a sitting duck and you don't become a problem. That is what these regimes want. They don't want problems. And problems to these people are people that come out, speak out, and they expose certain things. That is why they go after everyone in the movement. That is why they go after everyone in America, anyone on the globe that is simply effective and that causes problems and breaches the matrix in who these people are, like Alex Jones, InfoWars. The list goes on right now in 2022. That is why they want to shut down InfoWars. That is why they want to shut down Alex Jones, because they know here we are with upcoming elections and how effective this network has been. They need to shut it down, and they need to shut down anyone else that has an effective voice. This is why they will continue to shadow ban. This is why they will continue to propagate and demonize, slander, and attempts to cancel anyone that comes out and speaks out against this regime. Because they need to control every single one of you right now. Do not be afraid. Do not be scared. Do not lose hope. Do not lose energy. Do not lose strength. And I'm speaking to you too as well, Alex. I look up to you, man. A lot of people do. I know it gets hard. I know you're losing a lot of strength to move forward. But if God is for us, who could be against us? Right now, more than ever, this is where we push forward. This is where we get louder. This is where we get stronger. And this is where we get more unified as a people, because we will not go down without letting these people know that they cannot take away our spirit. They cannot take away our freedom. Even if they kill us, I'm not calling for violence. They cannot take away our spirit and our freedom. And that is what they want, Alex. And they will never take that away. No matter how much money you get sued for, no matter how many times they cancel us, no matter how many times they censor us, they will never take that away. And that is the one thing that they wish they could.
Because well, Drew, let me expand on that. Quite frankly, people see them put out numbers like $2.75 trillion and a billion to intimidate us, make us feel like we've lost. I'm getting more support on the ground and more people saying that we were right than ever. When it comes to finances, we're barely on the edge of being able to operate. That's up to the listeners to support us at InfoWarsStore.com. But I'm actually the happiest I've ever been. I'm a little burnt out, a little tired. I'm really tired of focusing on the globalists, but I know I have to do it to stop them. But it's really paradoxical, or it's Newtonian physics. The worse it gets, the better it gets as people really wake up. But I appreciate your spirit and what you're doing and what you see. And just in closing in 30 seconds, what are you seeing on the ground in America? Is there an awakening or what's happening?
I think we're going to see both. I think the more that the pressure comes down, more people wake up to the reality that these people are coming after their children, their bank accounts, and their entire livelihood, their freedoms. You can only do one thing but wake up. Yeah, you could join the regime, but we see how history turns out. They end up turning on you. So at some point, a lot of people are going to continue to wake up, and that's the hope that I have and the prayer that I have every single day.
DrewHLive.com. Amazing job, Drew Hernandez. Look forward to speaking to you. Please join us during Tuesday's live coverage. We're going to go until past midnight of the election. Will you join us?
You got it.
Fantastic. There goes Drew Hernandez. All right. The great Jason Burmes takes over. Then Owen Schroyer in 1 hour.
I don't promote things unless they really work. When it comes to politics or culture, economics, we are always the cutting edge tip of the spear. And when we talk about the products at InfoWarsStore.com, they all blow you away. If you'll just take them, if you'll just try them, I know you'll be repeat customers. And finally, one of our best-selling products, sold out for months, is back in stock. It's X3. It's all three types of the very best atomic iodine out there that supercharges your energy, your stamina, your libido, and number one, your immune system. So X3, despite the fact it was run on iodine, is still on sale at 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar, which is a 360 win. If you've not experienced the power of iodine, it takes 2 weeks to kick in on average, you've got to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get X3 50% off. X3 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
Everybody, this is Jason Burmes. It is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. And what I really wanted to do here was delve a lot deeper into this whole collusion with big tech and the Biden administration, and show that this isn't just the Biden administration. This has been something that's been running for 20 plus years that we know about. That's aside from programs like the CIA's Mockingbird within the media, but big tech companies. And that's really what social media is now. It's a merging of these big tech communication companies and the media. All right. So you have Mockingbird, but as we're going to show you in a second, in a film produced by Alex Jones and InfoWars.com and put out over a decade ago, that Norris Insight Systems with the NSA were what? Entwined into all digital communications, all phone calls, and directly bringing them there for keyword searches. Now, this is pre-9/11. This is pre-Homeland Security. This is pre-Patriot Act. All right, so when people bring up Alex Jones, I want people to understand the gravity of that. It was Alex Jones who was out there saying that the NSA and the government was spying on the American people pre-9/11, way pre-Snowden, way pre-Snowden. And Snowden's revelations really didn't go as far back as this. So first clip here, guys, is going to be from Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. But the other aspects of this article, Truth Cops, by The Intercept, that we're going to get into is how did we go from what I'm going to show you with Norris Insight Systems into Homeland Security, into fusion centers, and into now signature reduction that works hand in hand with big tech. We're going to take you the whole way. We're going to show you some of these reports via these fusion centers that are over a decade old, and how in 2008, when they were talking fusion centers, domestic terrorism comes up once. By 2021, okay, they have entire pamphlets that are half the size of this report. I think the original report is something like 72 pages. This thing is like 32 pages. Comes up almost 200 times. Domestic terror, you're bad. The evil is within. And as they bring out this narrative on a large scale, they have to have further and further surveillance of the people to literally induce a world of pre-crime and thought crime. So let's go to this clip right here. This is Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. And even a phony environmental movement. So it should come as no surprise that they have been tracking, tracing, and databasing our lives for years. Many people are aware that the Bush administration engaged in warrantless wiretaps on American citizens. What they don't understand
understand is that has come out in court that all the major telecommunications companies have been secretly storing every piece of data received from our phones and our computers and handing them over to the National Security Agency.
You heard about the government secretly listening in on phone conversations without a warrant, but there is evidence that your email is also being tapped.
The government has been intercepting most emails as part of its terrorist surveillance program. That program has been criticized as illegal because it's missing an important ingredient, search warrants. Several years ago, Klein says he came to suspect that AT&T had installed secret computer gear designed to spy on internet traffic at the request of the National Security Agency.
This is just a small part of the picture, as AT&T was not the only company involved and emails were not the only issue. The NSA was installing Norris Insight systems, which are capable of monitoring billions of bits of internet traffic per second. It was also able to monitor any calls traffic through its system, all websites visited, all instant messaging, and separate types of transaction records.
The secret room at AT&T contains gear which enables the government to look at every individual message on the internet and analyze exactly what people are doing. Here's another document. It mentions a company called Norris. Norris makes computer software that can swallow and analyze 10 gigabytes of information every second. That means it could go through all the information in all the books in the Library of Congress in a little over 15 minutes.
I want to say this right now. Think about how much further technology is, not only from this report that was years old, by the time that I put this film out in 2010, but where it is now, that's the blink of an eye, 15 minutes, probably 15 milliseconds at this point.
The documents Klein and others were able to produce were then censored by the NSA.
Bankston isn't allowed to talk about the documents in detail. The government has since had them sealed. But he says what is in there boggles the mind.
We are talking about a substantial portion of all the communications traffic in the United States.
The policies have been shielded by the Obama administration and continue to this day. Attorney General Holder has publicly stated lawsuits be thrown out of court. And after several attempts, Klein and other cases were thrown out as well, once again citing the national security of what used to be a constitutional republic, not a massive corrupt slave state.
Now, Mark Dust does a good job here of talking about living in the New World Order. I want to skip ahead a little bit to this subsection where we get to the MIAC report, okay? And they were talking about what? People that believed in the Constitution then, people that were Ron Paul supporters then. They were going to films like Zeitgeist and America, Freedom to Fascism. Those were the potential terrorists, laying those seeds down over a decade ago.
Department of Homeland Security is targeting citizens who discussed the New World Order. People with a Christian identity or sovereign citizens who argue that the government has gotten away from the intent of the Constitution and are strong states' rights advocates. People who are anti-immigration, stating, extremists will argue that immigrants are taking the jobs of U.S. citizens during times of high unemployment and without paying taxes. People who oppose the Federal Reserve banking system. People who display constitutional party or libertarian material. People who support Ron Paul. And those who have bumper stickers containing anti-government rhetoric.
So, again, the establishment is allowed to talk about what? A new world order. They were going after Christians, again, laying that groundwork as they were putting these fusion centers all over the country. There's more fusion centers than there are states in this constitutional republic. So this stuff is not new. It is not new whatsoever. And I want to show some of these documents right here. So as I said before, state and major urban area fusion centers. This is back in 2008. 72-page document, domestic terrorism, just in there once, right? But the way that they define terrorism after 9/11 via the Patriot Act, bringing in their little Ubermensch-driven Deutschland security, right? It's those social Darwinists at the top, the transhumanists at the top, the people that think they're better than you, both socially and genetically, right? It's whatever they say, and you go against that narrative, right? It could be a politically motivated individual. That's the terrorist. And we see it more and more and more. National Counterintelligence Strategy 2020 to 2022. So it goes across administrations. You get down to page 8 here, and so important because it shows you that, again, we are all the terrorists. Anybody that would stand up to the establishment narrative, that's it. That's who the bad people are, everybody. Take a look. Let's see. We got to get down one more. Here it is right here. So it tells you about the number of actors targeting the United States is growing. Oh, is it? There are other state adversaries such as Cuba, Iran, and North Korea. Non-state actors such as Hezbollah, ISIS, and Al-Qaeda. Those ones were getting old, right? As well as transnational criminal organizations and ideologically motivated entities such as hacktivists, leaktivists, and public disclosure organizations. They pose the significant threats. That's why they went after WikiLeaks. That's why they create false narratives like Russia, Russia, Russia. Because when you put out real information, you expose the big boys out there. Well, they got a new word for that. It's malinformation. And we're going to get into malinformation and so much more on the flip side of this ad. But guys, let's be real. They're coming after free speech. They're trying to criminalize thought. And InfoWars.com has been at the forefront for well over a decade. Support them financially right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Back. It's the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Before I show you that white supremacy and anti-government rhetoric was already on the table for Deutschland, aka Homeland Security, from the get-go, and that it's been empowered, I think it's really important to understand that now the thought police, the narrative controllers, okay, the people that are help running the quote-unquote post-truth world. That's what we're living in, folks, the post-truth world. Before we do that and get into that documentation, I think that it is important to define what malinformation is. Because when I started seeing malinformation, especially in social media, via YouTube and others, I knew that we were in trouble because they admit that all's malinformation is factual information they don't like you sharing. And malinformation, factual information shared, typically out of context. So in other words, they put that in there to try to save their mind. Out of context, and it's typical. So not always out of context, with harmful intent that allegedly threatens U.S. interests. So not the government, not the Constitution and Bill of Rights, not the people, U.S. interests. Now, here's my demonetization on YouTube. It's been about 3 years now. This is why I'm demonetized, guys. This is the one line we have. Harmful content, there's that word again, content that focuses on controversial issues and that is harmful to viewers. Now, in my mind, I should be able to sue these people into the ground because I've never tried to hurt anybody. I'm Pauly Peacenik, right? I'm Gary, let's get along. That's who I am. I'm Teddy, let's talk it out. All right? I think that my greatest tool and our greatest tool as not only Americans, but as a human species is the ability to speak freely and disagree with one another and have different ideas and debate one another. Wow. That's numero uno. That's how everything is built out of discussion and ideas, everything, especially everything positive, right? The more light that's out there, the more you empower humanity as a whole. But now, malinformation is you sharing info that you think is good info, and it might be factual, but it goes against those U.S. interests that are ever redefining. And to show you guys again, this white supremacy narrative is nothing new. I want to read the first couple of paragraphs out here. And again, narrative control in general is nothing new. So this is out of the Missouri Fusion Center. This is the MIAC report. And again, very important that people check these documents out in full because they're just so eye-opening. The militia movement began in the 1980s and reached its peak in 1996. This is a 2009 document. Several social, economic, and political factors contributed to the surge in militia participation in the 90s. The primary motivator for the movement was the farm crisis of the 1980s, which caused the destruction of 750,000 small to medium-sized family farms. Overall, 11 million Americans lost their job during this time period. So they're trying to equate people that joined a militia as people that lost their jobs. Not true. And they're also trying to equate it to basically industrialization and overseas trade coming in and less of that farm agro lifestyle, right? That's also not true. What was actually happening is people were visually seeing that the United Nations and globalism was gaining power. and that even people like George Bush in the early 90s, who were supposed to be Christian conservatives, were promoting a new world order. All right, a new world order. But here's the first sentence. It gives it away. Academics. Oh, those academics. Again, those authoritative sources, those blue check marks of yesteryear, contend that female and minority empowerment in the 1970s and 1960s caused a blow to a white male's sense of empowerment. This, combined with a sense of defeat from the Vietnam War, increased levels of immigration and unemployment, spawned a paramilitary culture. It's the bad white man. They're already framing it for racists. You get it? This caught on in the 1980s with injects such as Tom Clancy's novel, Soldier of Fortune magazine, and movies such as Rambo that glorified combat. Too much toxic masculinity. Now, what was really going on there was that was the military and the Defense Department working with Hollyweird to project narratives on those military agendas. So they use this as a tool again and again in different aspects. 2009. All the way up to the point that you end up getting this in 2021, all right? This is now a little over a year old, almost a year and a half old, National Strategy for Countering Domestic Terrorism. And it's got all the buzz phrases on the side. This is a project that should unite all Americans, right? When the poopy pants Zombie J puppet is up there last night, barely being able to speak again, can barely speak. And we got to expect that this guy is not only running the country, but he's a unifier, right? It's only unification when you go with their narrative. Together, we must affirm that domestic terrorism has no place in our society. No shizzle. Really? Oh, really? Domestic terror has no place in our society? No kidding. And they want to label everything terrorism. Why? Because then you have no due process. You're not a citizen of this country. You don't have a Bill of Rights. In fact, you're less of a human being anyway in these people's eyes. That's what the social Darwinism aspect of this is. And before, he was just a zombie poopy pants puppet, right? He was Joey B, gangster puppet. So I often talk about this idea of a new world order, right? You're not supposed to in the MIAC report. You're a bigot. You're a racist. We're going to expand. We're going to talk about the expansion of that into signature reduction on the flip side of the next break. But How I Learned to Love the New World Order, an op-ed by Joe Biden in the Wall Street Journal in 1992. Now, this is just after and around the same time that George H.W. Bush, see, right and left, both the same thing, guys, both the same thing, all right, have that same idea of, why don't we breathe life into the UN Charter? Why don't we build a new world order? Where is our place going to be in that? It's all right here. Okay, so this spans administrations. This spans even presidencies. You want to talk about cabals or the deep state? It's the continuity of government within the executive branch that utilizes that military-industrial complex. And then you have the transnational corporations then working with that military-industrial complex for these narratives that basically use lobbies to bring this agenda to guys like Biden within the government, and then that's parroted by people in the media like Maddow or Dan Rather back in the day. Dan Rather is one of the worst on Twitter. I mean, he is absolutely terrible. So when we get back, all right, we're going to bring it into signature reduction, because it's not just collusion with big tech for malinformation. We're talking about false personas online and beyond, with no accountability whatsoever. Well, if you want to be accountable, if you want free speech, if you want to stand up to what these great narratives, this authoritarian future, consider going to InfoWarsStore.com right now, making a purchase of the new book, making a purchase of the supplement, or maybe just giving a donation to Alex Jones for all he's...
Look, I'm not bragging, it's just a fact. the globalists hate InfoWars more than any other independent media organization in the world because they hate Americana. They hate populism. They hate grassroots. They hate you. And they see me as a symbol of you. Somebody that knows what's going on, who's informed, who loves freedom, and isn't scared of them. But the only reason we've had this incredible success in the fight against tyranny is because of you. And the enemies of America, your enemies, are coming after us more than ever. That's why your commitment is more important than ever at InfoWarsStore.com. Incredible products you need that empower yourself, your family, and your community at the same time, funding the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today. We had the biggest sale of the year, up to 50% off. With promo code 1776, you get an additional 10%. That's 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for your support. God bless and good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes. I do a show, Reality Rants, 8 a.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Thursday. If you like this information, please consider checking that out. And what I don't think most people understand is that these big tech operations that we're seeing have been co-opted, if not just created outright, if not just nurtured outright, by the military-industrial complex, and they get those contracts sometimes out in front, but then they have those backdoor deals. When you look at this future strategic warfare document from 2001 in NASA, what they refer to these things are Trojan
Horse Civilian Systems at the bottom there. Trojan Horse Civilian Systems. You notice it's inexpensive for them to do what? Wage information, internet, and psychological warfare on the enemy. Got news for you. The enemy is us, all right? The enemy is us, and I want to just go. I read this so many times, but this whole article really needs to be read. Exclusive inside the military secret undercover army. Just the first paragraph. The largest undercover force the world has ever known is the one created by the Pentagon over the past decade. Again, no oversight whatsoever. Many working under masked identities and in low profile, all part of a broad program called Signature Reduction. Not even official name. That's an art form that they decided to go with in some of these documents. Now, these are through FOIAs. As far as I know, the authors never shared them with anybody either. The force, more than 10 times the size of the clandestine elements of the CIA, carries out domestic and foreign assignments, both in military uniforms and under civilian cover in real life and online. All right, think about that. This is the biggest undercover force ever. It's in our country. This isn't supposed to be Nazi Germany. This isn't, again, this isn't the CIA. This isn't the NSA. This is something different. So again, they are in real life and online, so beyond just bots, they actually create real identities for some of these people. They have backdoor access into so many of these digital infrastructure networks that can give us IDs, right? Sometimes they're hiding in private businesses and consultancies, some of them household name companies, those Trojan Horse Civilian Systems. And well, why are they doing this? Well, it's because this is a very, very real agenda of command and control, trying to bring you into a virtual age of enslavement while having the peasant class, the serfs, under a social credit score carbon-based system. Well, again, you're encouraged to be on VR. You're encouraged to have the brain chip, right? To be transhuman. And they try to use biological technology as a technological fountain of youth for them to live forever. All right. And that's why this transgender agenda is so big, because it's not about transgender. It's about transhuman and you no longer associating with nature, your biology, the idea of a god. All right. That's what this is really about. And because of that, I want to play my presentation, my From Transgender to Transhuman presentation over at the Reawaken America Tour a couple weeks ago. Clay Clark doing a great job over there and actually has one tomorrow over in Branson, Missouri. I'm not going to be there, but so many other great speakers are. So let's just get to this. From transgender to transhuman.
In past presentations here, I've talked about Elon Musk being a front for the military-industrial complex and the transhumanist agenda. I've talked about the spiritual aspect of this, and although I'm going to talk about those briefly, what I want to discuss with you is how the transgender movement is really about transhumanism. And to show you that, I want you to take a look at this book. And this is a real book by the most powerful transgender person on the planet. It was written in 2011, and it is From Transgender to Transhuman. And in the very beginning, they discuss billions of sexes. They say that your biological sex is, in fact, an accident, and labeling somebody a boy or a girl at birth will be viewed as being labeled white or black in South African apartheid. This is written by a person named Martin Rothblatt. Martin Rothblatt also wrote the books in the late 90s, Unzip Jeans, where they advocate for no longer having natural childbirth and instead having to license your children to be genetically created. Wrote a book in 2015, Virtually Human, The Promise and Peril of Digital Immortality. And the symbol that you see in the middle is actually the symbol for this person's religion that they started called TerraSim. It cannot be overstated This is supposedly the most well-paid woman CEO in the world. This is the person that started Sirius XM Radio. This is the person behind United Therapeutics. And Martina's in the middle with wife Bina, who has been replicated as an android robot in this religion. Now, also the CEO of United Therapeutics, because transhumanism is really two different things. They want us to merge with the machines and use this technology to enslave humanity, while the wealthy utilize this technology to try to biologically stay alive forever. Now, the next clip's going to be the longest one. It's about 3 minutes long, but I want you to meet Martine Rothblatt at a conference called Transformers, put on by Jeff Bezos, The Washington Post, and the good people at Lockheed Martin.
Is also the recipient of this year's Billie Jean King Leadership Initiative Award, which is devoted to LGBT issues and puts her in an interesting issue because she has a company, or part of a company is based in North Carolina, which, as you know right now, she might get arrested for going to the bathroom if the governor had anything to do about it. Ladies and gentlemen, Martine Rothblatt. Martine, one of the basic concepts that you're interested in is not just improving life, but it's actually immortality. That we're all going to live forever. And Martine, I might mention, has founded a religion, as one does, known as Terrasim. It's based on transhumanism. And you have the idea that we're not just going to live a long time, but we're all going to live forever. Tell us your concept of immortality and how that actually would work.
Thanks, Neil. It's a great pleasure to be here. The idea is one that has been percolating up from lots of people in the information technology industry for a while. Perhaps Ray Kurzweil, who is a prolific inventor, is best known for the idea that as our abilities in the information processing industry, computer software, storage of more and more of our thoughts and our ideas outside of our body.
Let's just stop it right there, because we got about 90 seconds left in this segment. What's being discussed right here at this point is, again, not just the track trace database society, the metadata, the social media monitoring, that type of control. They're talking Internet of bodies, our thoughts, our feelings, our biology. Ray Kurzweil gets mentioned here, and we go into it. Hopefully, we're going to be able to finish the whole thing. On the flip side of this, I want to remind people that we need to have open discussions. I just said right there, Elon Musk is a front for the military-industrial complex. I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan. I haven't seen a huge change in Twitter, and even if I did, I'd still be questioning why he wants to put brain chips in people with DARPA-driven technology, why he has military-industrial complex contracts with SpaceX via Starlink and their ride-along program for DARPA's Blackjack, and Starlink's highest concentration is in Ukraine, and it's hooking into death showers from above via Sidewinder and Ghost drones. We get to talk about that here on InfoWars.com. That's why InfoWars is so important, because we have to have narratives that go beyond left, right, liberal, conservative. Yeah, I'd love to see a red wave too, but is a red wave going to save us, even if we had legitimate elections? Probably not. InfoWars story.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Final segment of the Alex Jones Show. Let's not waste any time. Let's jump right back into it. From transgender to transhuman.
Becomes easier, more automatic, less expensive. That ultimately we're going to have sort of digital doppelgangers of ourselves that are stored in the cloud and are able to present themselves to any manner of devices. And that as thousands and thousands of software coders and hackers and people in the maker movement work to make the software that runs these digital doppelgangers ever more lifelike, ever more human-like, there'll come sort of a tipping point when people begin to claim that these digital doppelgangers have achieved what we call consciousness, an ability to have a sense of themselves, hopes, fears, and feelings. And at that point, I think the activity will move to the legal arena as to whether or not these digital doppelgangers really are conscious, really do have an independent legal identity. And kind of the trend of progressive thinking is once there's a scientific consensus, and in this case it would be the science of psychology, that being the science of the mind, that these digital doppelgangers are in fact cyber-conscious, then they'll begin to acquire the sorts of rights and protections that...
So as you can see, after there's a scientific consensus, because we all should trust the science, they will be conscious. they will have rights. And at that same conference, you have this individual here who's already gone through transhuman surgery. And immediately they talk about the transgender movement and how these type of surgeries were done in the 50s and 60s underground, just like the transhuman experiments are being done now.
That humans don't have. So we are in a stage in history that we can actually design what species we want to be. I consider myself a trans species because I'm adding senses and organs that other species have. And you can add many, many more senses that other species have and organs that other species have. And we'll start seeing this in the 20s because it's now growing. It's happening underground. There's already many surgeons that are willing to do the surgery anonymously in the same way that in the 50s and 60s transgender operations were being done a bit underground. Now cyborg surgery are being done a bit underground, but in the end, bioethical committees will also accept that cyborg surgeries should be allowed for everyone that wants to extend their perception of reality, at least to the level of other species.
And that's where we see this going. Now, it's being promoted by the World Health Organization and the UN that are now telling you there is a multitude of genders. This is not just to sexualize your children. This is to end the idea of God and nature and actual biology. Okay, and the person best known for this is Ray Kurzweil, which Martine Rothblatt is a disciple of. Behind me, you'll see the books The Age of Spiritual Machines, which we'll show Kurzweil talking about, The Singularity is Near, and then the cover story, Can Google Defeat Death? Well, Ray Kurzweil has been trying for over a decade with Google with their immortality division, Calico. And guess what? Ray Kurzweil also has a female alter ego.
Who is Ramona?
Well, this is a project that started a number of years ago. She's my female alter ego, and we'll have virtual bodies in these virtual reality environments, particularly when it's through the nervous system. When we have nanobots in our brains, they can shut down the signals coming from our real senses, replace them with the signals that your brain would be receiving if you were in the virtual environment, then it'll feel like you're in that virtual environment. Your body doesn't have to be the same body that you have in real reality. A couple could become each other, for example. And it's okay. And so I wanted to demonstrate how you could do that.
Well, in virtual reality, you can be who you want to be, and you can be where you want to be and with whom you want to be. In virtual reality, you can be someone else. You don't have to be the same boring person all the time. I mean, you all have these personalities inside you that don't quite fit with your bodies in real reality. So basically, most people just, like, kill them all off. Some people don't actually keep any of their personalities, which reminds me of some of my old boyfriends, but that's another story.
Mr. Kurzweil.
So this is actually a serious project.
So it is a serious project, and he is hoping, and this is back in 2006, that Ramona will be the first to pass the Turing test, and that's the test where you can no longer tell whether you're dealing with an AI robot or an actual human being. Here Kurzweil discusses the age of spiritual machines all the way back in 1999, where he admits that these things may not be conscious, but these entities that we create will convince us that they are conscious, and they will get rights themselves.
So we're not going to throw our mind file away just because the hardware crashes, or as we go to the next very personal computer to embody our bodies and our brains. We'll copy them, and we'll retain that information. There's a little fly in the ointment from my perspective, which is just because there's this entity that thinks it's Ray Kurzweil because he has that memory, that snapshot of all the memories and knowledge that I've accumulated over the last several decades that have been on this planet. I'm still, the old Ray Kurzweil, which is me, is still here in my carbon cell-based brain. And so my consciousness hasn't really been transferred over to this new entity. In fact, you could have scanned my brain while I was sleeping and go and create this copy. I wouldn't even necessarily know about it. So I'll just probably end up jealous of this guy because he'll share my ambitions and dreams, but he'll be in a much better position than I am to fulfill them.
So basically he's saying, yes, they're going to copy consciousness, but it's not really going to be alive. Doesn't matter, because they want to get rid of carbon-based life. Another thing Kurzweil talks about. We're going to skip over a couple of these because of time.
They are them.
And right here, this is the other aspect of transhumanism. So instead of merging with machines, using biology, xenotransplantation, to live forever, and this is Jared Kushner discussing this.
Friend, and then finally, I think that from the last year, the one thing I've tried to put a priority on since I left the White House was getting some exercise in. I think that there's a good probability that my generation is hopefully with the advances in science either the first generation to live forever or the last generation that's going to die. And so we need to keep ourselves in pretty good shape.
So while that occurs, they are now grooming us all to go into the metaverse, this virtual universe pumped by the World Economic Forum. And they will continue to pump this because they want societal value and governance in this virtual world to disassociate you from your biological reality. What you're looking at here is a future strategic warfare document from NASA where they predict that the bio-nano era will begin in 2020. Again, the shots, bio-nano technology began injecting people in 2020. And that they are going to genomically design and repair the human species. The man who wrote this was the chief scientist of NASA then, has been around for decades, and is still the chief scientist at NASA. Let's hear what he has to say.
Humans are now becoming cyborgs. We have cochlear implants to hear, artificial retinas to see, artificial hearts to live, artificial limbs to move, artificial organs to function, and brain chips. There's a couple hundred thousand people wandering around with brain chips now, affects congenitally defective brains, and increasingly it affects memory and other things. DARPA's working on brain chips for super soldiers. And people are now working, thanks to Musk and other people, funding direct machine-brain communications. It's not us versus them, us versus the machines. We're merging. And this is the human evolution of the humans. There is no more natural evolution of anything. People are convinced that the human evolution of everything is 10 million times faster than any natural evolution. And so this is just part of the human evolution.
And at the end of the day, what do we end up with? We end up with human contaminated machines. I don't know about you folks, but that's not where I want to see humanity headed.
This all ends up with uploading into the machines, and instead of us versus them, humans versus the machines, we become them, or they become us, or you end up with human contaminated machines.
Folks, I'm going to fight against us becoming human contaminated machines. I'm going to fight for humanity against this predator class that literally wants to bring in this transhumanist nightmare. And one of the guys, if not the guy that got me started, was Alex Jones. That's why InfoWars.com is so important. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Make the donation. Make the purchase. Get the Man in the Arena coin. Get the signed book. This is what we need to do in this very real information war. I am Jason Burmis. This is the Alex Jones Show. Thank you so much for joining me.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.